Welcome to the Focal Points Podcast. You know, I do a lot of different things in my weekly newsletter that I send out called the Weekly Call. Sometimes I'm giving a marketing tip. Sometimes I am doing something just to educate people on something that's going on. And I always have the highlights of what has happened in social media. So tip to you, if you're not getting that email newsletter on Wednesdays, you definitely should sign up in the show notes. But last week I did something a little bit different. I took a pause on the marketing advice and I asked people to send me a voicemail message through a program that I found online that I use with other for other things. And I asked them to send me a voicemail, ask me a question, anything that they're doing is struggling in their business. And I got a couple really interesting voicemails, but this one was something that really, really caught my interest because it's something that I know so many struggle with. And it's an attitude that a lot of people have. And so take a listen to this.
I don't understand how anyone finds their ideal client. It feels like there's no scientific method to it, and people just make things up about what their ideal client is like and where they shop and what they do. But is there a real methodology around finding like the real actual person who will buy your products rather than imagining who might want to buy your products, but isn't really based on reality? It's just based on what you imagine.
As soon as I heard this question and this frustrating message from someone, I knew I wanted to talk about it on the podcast. She's just frustrated because this ideal client avatar, like, does it even exist? Like, what's the deal? And if you've taken any number of marketing classes, workshops, master classes, whatever it is, the kind of education that you like, memberships, you'll hear the term finding your ideal client or your ideal client avatar, your ICA is what it's called. And in many cases, you'll be given a spreadsheet or a worksheet, or you'll sit down and you'll do an exercise and it'll ask you to define and identify who you believe would be your ideal client. We all know the drill. In the workshop, you talk about where our imaginary ideal client shops, what they drive, where they live, the level of education they have, how they like to spend their free time, how much money they make, what their marital status is, how many kids they have, what color hair they have, what color eyes they have. It goes on and on and on. And many, many people spend a lot of time trying to get you to define your ideal client down to what color nail polish they wear, right? Really, it can get very, 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 very detailed. And in most cases, what they want you to do when you have kind of created this person, they want you to give them a name and an identity, right? So you're creating almost like your AI. You're creating an AI bot, basically, that you want to market to. And this has been the foundation of marketing exercises forever. And I've done this many, many, many times. Every marketing class I've taken, certification I've passed, and even classes that I have taught have all mentioned the importance of defining your ideal client. After all, you want to know who you want to serve and attract into your business. And this all comes down to the idea that when putting out marketing material, you want to have a well-defined, cohesive message that will attract certain people. Ideally, the person that you want to attract is your ideal client avatar. But there's a problem with this. I knew you knew it was coming, right? Like, you didn't think I was just going to let it go and not point out the issue that I have with this. Is that it just simply doesn't work for most people. We can create ICAs all day long. We can make them as specific down to how many hairs on their head that they have. And if we define those clients and we talk to those clients in our marketing, why aren't those people flooding our businesses? Why are so many photographers who go through these exercises struggling to get people in the door? Why is it so hard to find and attract the ideal person? Well, for one thing, they're not real. You're inventing them in your head, and they are a creation of who you want to work with. But in most cases, they don't exist in the way that you think they do. We create these people with the guidance of certain workshops and worksheets and all those types of things. But ultimately, they're kind of formed from a place of our own biases, perceptions, and ideas. These ideas aren't always perfect, right? We know that we don't always have a realistic view of the world. We just have our own perception of the world that we live that is completely different than the person next door. They have completely different perceptions and biases and ideas. So when we're creating an ideal client, there's a very, very, very good possibility that we get it wrong. in most cases, we can't invent our ideal avatar because we don't know how those people live, work, buy, and what they value. We may think we know, but in a lot of cases, we don't. All right. So like I said, the idea of the ICA has been foundational in marketing for decades, and you really can't pinpoint where it originated or by who or whom, I'm not too sure. You grammar nerds can get mom, send me a message on that one. But anyway, marketing experts have perpetuated its importance over the years, and it's become a mainstream idea in marketing education. Now, I want to be clear. I am a believer in the ICA, but I'm not a believer in the fact that once you create that person, that all of a sudden your business is going to be flooded with those people, because that's just not how it works. I truly believe that in order to market your business, you need to have a good idea of who you want to market it to. Even though we as photographers, like really, we can serve almost everyone. How lucky are we? We can define our businesses. We can choose our niche. We can do anything we want to put a business out into the world. But ultimately, almost everybody in their lifetime will need or want a professional photographer for one reason or another. So that gives us incredible, incredible freedom to create businesses that we love. We don't have to be pigeonholed as far as what we want to create for other people, which is awesome. I love that so much. And that's one of the main reasons why I love doing what we do. So I'm not pessimistic about creating the ICA. I just think that after we create it and after we go through the exercise of creating a marketing message and a strategy and all those things, I think the problem that I see is that people who are new to business and going through these things are being taught certain things. One, you don't really even know who your ICA is yet. You don't know how to define them. You don't know what problem you solve for them. You don't know what they drive, what they value, where they vacation, what kind of clothes they wear. All we can do is look at, well, I shop at Target and I shop at Macy's and I do this and I do this and my kids go here and that type of thing. So we can create a person that we are familiar with, but that person may not be your ideal client. And so you could create this whole ICA and they're not even who you want to attract into your business. So you're speaking to the wrong person and it doesn't make sense. And you wonder why the phone doesn't ring, why the inquiries don't come in. So we're told that if we create the ICA, that our clients will be our ICA, right? It's kind of like the golden ticket. Create your ICA, define them, identify them, give them a name, speak to that particular person. Then guess what? Those are the people who are going to come flooding into your business. And those are the only people who are going to become flooding into your business. Well, that's simply not true. And I can say pretty confidently that is just not going to happen, right? It took me a decade to define my ICA, a decade. And then what happened is I decided to change my niches and I had to start all over, right? So the people that I was talking to before, which is families, expectant mothers, that type of thing, all of a sudden I didn't really want to do newborns and families anymore. I wanted to do more headshots and corporate sessions. So those are two totally different avatars that I'm speaking to in my marketing. And it's taken me a while to kind of define that in what I do now. But here's the thing. I had a profitable business before I really understood who my ICA was with my families. Because here's the truth that they don't tell you. You create your ICA. You start talking to them in your marketing. You do all this work, but very, very, very rarely, especially when you're new, is it going to be your ideal client avatar who calls you for a session? It's great when they do. It's fabulous when they do. And hopefully, as your business grows, you define your message further. You get referrals and people share what you're doing. You get more and more ideal clients in your door. But you don't only serve ideal clients. So the struggle comes, you spend all this time defining your ICA, but then you still have the bulk of your clients that you need to serve and serve well, so that hopefully you can build up to more people being your ICA. And I think when I had more correspondence back and forth with the person who left the message on my voicemail saying, like, listen, I know everybody says you have to have your ICA, and I do believe you have to have a really good idea of who you want to serve in your business. That is like the fundamental part of how you can create your social media campaigns and your emails and that type of thing. You want to speak to a specific person and define that message, which is so, so, so important, because you can't have messaging that's all over the map. It just doesn't work that way. But the fact of the matter is probably only 20% of the business that you bring in and 20% of the people that you attract are going to be your ideal client avatar. So you're going to be serving a lot of people who aren't. Now, don't get me wrong. Even if they're not your ideal client, they can be great, nice people who pay for your services, willing, who like your photos, who appreciate your work. But for one reason or another, they're not your ideal client. But ideal is subjective, and it can change based on your own desires for your business, who you want to serve, your niche that you serve, if that changes, that type of thing. But these other clients, they're the bread and butter of what we do. And we have to admit that we would be lost without them. We would be out of business without them. So then what becomes is, how can you continue to market to your ideal client and continue to serve people who may not fit into that box? That is where the rub comes in. Because like I said, I've been in business for 15 years, and very few people who walk through my door are my actual real ideal client. Like I said, doesn't mean I don't love those other clients. I absolutely do, and I serve them well, but they don't fall into that avatar that I've created for them. So then you need to know, how can I talk to these people? How can I serve these people? How can I make them happy? How can they refer me to the ideal client? How do I provide them with a great service that I want to provide everybody else, knowing that it's not going to go as smoothly as I want it to, because they're just not the type of that type of person. It's not good or bad or better. It's just they're different, right? And that's where the struggles come with our business. Because if everyone was our ideal client, whew, business would be a breeze. But embrace the fact that most people are not going to be your ideal client. They just aren't. And understand that the longer you're in business and the more you can define who your ideal client is, more and more of those will come in the door. But if you've been in business only a couple of years and you're not finding that ideal client booking you, that is completely, completely normal. And I don't want anyone to be discouraged by that. Understand that that's just the way it is. So define your ideal client, create that avatar, market to them in your business. But don't expect that those are the only people who are going to call you, because if you're doing things right, you're going to get inquiries from a lot of different kinds of people, and you're going to serve a lot of different people when it comes to your business, and they're all going to love you, but they may not always be the ideal. Thank you so much for listening to the Focal Points podcast. Now listen to this message from our sponsor at Enphoto. We will see you next week. Thanks, guys. As photographers, we know that the presentation of our work is just as important as the photos themselves. And that's why I'm so excited to be partnering with Enphoto and so thankful for their sponsorship of this podcast. They make beautiful handcrafted albums, and they're perfect for showcasing your stunning images. And now, as a listener of the Focal Points podcast, you can get a 75% discount off your first sample album by signing up for an account using the link in our show notes. Don't settle for generic photo albums. Visit Enphoto Lab and focalpointspodcast.com and start showing off your work in a beautiful, beautiful way. Thank you for listening. This has been Focal Points, an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.